This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, March 30th. God's word to you today is crucified. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 10, verses 26 and 27, and it says, "Dear friends, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received knowledge of the truth, there is no longer any sacrifice that will cover these sins. There is only the terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume his enemies." Yesterday, we concluded by saying that God did what he did at the cross for you and outside of you. You had no input in the cross, none. And this is important because you cannot spoil it. The fact that your parents have forsaken you, or that you have a bad mood, or your brother does not like you, or your colleagues do not want you around, does not affect what God has done for you on the cross. What God did on the cross for us is perfect. You are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. And guess what? All your sins and my sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven. I know that some of us listening to this today will struggle with this truth, and it is for the same reason that you do not hear this same thing being preached often. It is because a lot of pastors are afraid that if they tell people this truth, people will begin to sin. But the truth of God's word is that if you know the truth will set you free. This is the truth. All your sins, all my sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven at the cross. Why will God do that? Does God not know that people can take it for granted? There are parents that know this truth, but they do not want their teenage children to find out. Why? It's because they think that if they know that all their sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, they will not live a responsible life. But that is not true, because when we give people the truth, they actually become free. If all you can see in the cross of Jesus is a license to go on sinning, then you have not yet been saved. You need to give your life to Jesus, because if you are saved, your priorities become God's priorities. Take note, it is possible for saved people to sin, but Jesus will forgive their sin. In fact, he or she is forgiven already. All they need to do is ask and repent. However, if the person decides to take that as a license to keep on sinning, then that has nothing to do with Jesus anymore. The person has willfully taken himself or herself out of the covenant, and what is left is judgment. That is what God's word says in Hebrews 10. God cannot be mocked. Let us pray. Our prayer today is based on Galatians 2:20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.